Governor John Shapiro has joined leaders of more than two dozen states to sue President Donald Trump's administration, accusing it of using public safety grants as part of a, quote, campaign of coercion to change election rules. From our news partner WESA, Chris Potter has more.
Trump has long argued that he lost the 2020 election because of fraud. Courts have rejected the claim, and his efforts to change voting procedures also haven't gotten far. But as WESA reported last week, the administration is threatening to cut Homeland Security grants by 20% for states that don't adopt the election rules that he wants. That would cost Pennsylvania $6 million this year, but the federal demands include checking voter lists against a database that's accused of having serious flaws. Shapiro says he joined the suit because the administration is, quote, holding Homeland Security and disaster response hostage. A federal spokesperson said the suit is nothing more than, quote, partisan pushback.
That was Chris Potter reporting. A Delaware labor leader wants his $5,000 political donation last year to House Democrats returned. Legislation requiring union labor on major school construction projects failed in the House last month. James Ashon of the International Union of Operating Engineers says his members feel let down by Democrats.
This bill not getting to the floor for even a vote was kind of the wake-up call, like, we're not going to support them anymore. We shouldn't support them if they're not going to support labor.
The House Democrats PAC denies getting a political donation from Ashon or his union and say Democratic votes are not for sale. The Fabric Workshop and Museum in Philadelphia will celebrate its 50th anniversary next year. Its high school apprenticeship program has been central to its mission. Teen Engagement Coordinator Anthony Folks leads the program, which pays teens to learn about the art of hand screen printing.
The studio was kind of built off of the high school program, and getting young artists into the print studio with master printers. So we're still doing it, and we're still here, we're still striving, and the program is still doing what it was meant to do.
This summer's cohort includes 9 students from across Philadelphia. Over 2,200 cyclists from 23 states in Canada participated in the 39th Bend to the Shore bike tour from Philadelphia to Atlantic City over the weekend. The event raises money for families behind the Badge Children's Foundation, which supports families of fallen first responders. Organizers told our news partner 6ABC they were on track to meet this year's fundraising goal of $1.5 million. Sports. Phillies defeated the Yankees 11-4 yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. They're at the Miami Marlins tonight for a 3-game series.